Congratulations!
Doing well, Sherry. Heidi's out today, but no worries. We still have some unbelievable dish about George Clooney and his wife, Amal. And as a married man, I cannot believe it.
Yes, and Selena fans, get ready because Andrew Freund talks to the cast of the new Netflix series, Selena. But first, Sherry, what you got, mommy?
All right, Chewy. Now, most of us hate getting these FaceTime calls when we are not ready for it. I don't FaceTime me when I don't have hair on. Okay? Oh. But now here's the famous friends of the Kardashian-Jenner crew are no exception. I love this. So Momager Kris and all her daughters, they sat really still while making the call, and the stars who answered were more confused than anything. Take a look.
What the f-? Am I in trouble? Holy f-.
Hello?
Hey, what the? Hey, guys. This is what is happening. Wow. What's going on? Bye.
I love this.
Oh my God. But can their faces move anyway? I thought their faces couldn't move anyway.
Okay.
So it was just natural. Yeah. It was just natural.
Yeah, this came from the Botox clinic and none of them could move.
I love it when they're together, them having fun. But out of all of the pranks that they did on people, whose reaction was the funniest to you guys?
For me, it was Dave Travis Chappelle. Dave Chappelle looked so shocked. Like, yo, what did I say?
Yeah, Travis Scott was like, I'm out of here, yo. This ain't for me.
They get me, baby.
I like Hailey Baldwin because she was just like, hey, wait a minute.
You know, when Tristan picked up the phone, he was probably like, damn, what I do now? Like, you see that face? Yeah. He's like, damn, what I do?
Tristan probably was naked and had to cover up real quick. And then, Brad, how would you feel? How do you feel if somebody FaceTimes you for just no reason?
I don't answer. I don't do that.
That's
fine.
Right.
Yeah, hello? Y'all there?
Hello?
Hey, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we got you. That was a prank.
Oh,
we,
wow. We messed with you.
Yeah, I got you.
So the year is quickly coming to an end, and Entertainment Weekly has just named the entertainers for the year 2020. Now, one of the stars that get a cover, and rightfully so, is the late, great Chadwick Boseman. Yes. You know, a great spirit who's truly gone too soon. Other stars featured include Michaela Cole, who had us all shook up with her series, I May Destroy You, Megan Thee Stallion, who dropped a WAP on us last summer, and the beautiful Kerry Washington, who had the show Little Fires Everywhere, and the upcoming movie The Prom. So, listen, y'all, Taylor Swift, Maya Rudolph, and The Weeknd also made the list. How you feel about the choices? Nice. Did they hit it on the head?
Yeah. Love them. Love them.
Love this. They all deserve it.
I want to give a shout out to Dan and Eugene Levy from Creek. If you haven't watched that show, it's fantastic. It seems like all the shows that were trending, if you go to your Netflix or wherever, it's like, what's trending right now? Everybody's been in a trending show from, you know, Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. So it's like, if you've had something trending this year, you are on the front of Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah. And you know what, too, Frank? Not for nothing, though. The cast of SNL, like, you know, once they came back to work and was doing them political skits every week.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Jim Carrey was doing his damn thing as Joe Biden, and Alec Baldwin was doing his thing as Trump.
Well, I think the cast of Dish Nation should have had a cover, honey. We came back and brought all this hot entertainment news and everything, honey, during pandemic, so we should have had a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just got to complete our Illuminati sacrifice just to get the ball rolling, but, you know, we'll work on that for 2021.
All right, I know everybody loves George Clooney. He was the sexiest man alive twice, blah, 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 but check this out. He says being in lockdown with his wife, Amal, has been a breeze, and it's because they don't fight. Yeah, he said, we haven't ever had an argument. Everybody's been slammed together because of the coronavirus, and a lot of friends' relationships have been tested. For us, it's been really easy. Gary, do you believe, as a married couple, they do not fight at all?
Wow. I honestly believe that, Frank. They don't fight. Think about it. I mean, George is an older man, honey. He probably sleeps half of the day while Amal is taking care of the child. So I believe that.
Yo, if I was married to George Clooney, I'd be chill as hell, too, bro. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere. Like, oh, cool, what you need, bro? Like, let's go.
That would be the biggest plot twist of 2020 if you were married to George Clooney.
That would be cute.
We didn't see it coming.
All the Casamigos tequila. You could have, he was drinking tequila all the time.
That put a smile on Gary's face. No.
Yeah, did you see that Kool-Aid smile? Wish it was me.
I see that, baby.
Now, Brad, you're in a serious relationship, right?
Of course.
Now, do you guys have your moments where it's a little feisty, or is it another George Clooney situation where you don't fight at all?
We
don't really argue. Like, if it's a problem, we talk about it. Like, we don't get upset. All that negative drama. We got enough stuff with the hand that we were dealt with life in general. So we don't do that. We work it out.
Do you know why I would love to have fights with George Clooney?
Because George Clooney,
he's so chill. George Clooney never shows really like any emotion. He's always got that swag. Let him get mad where he put his fist through a wall. You telling me he ain't gonna turn it out in that bedroom? I want you to know he will.
Baby, if you turn it out all the time anyway, you ain't got to get mad at nobody if turning it out is what you do.
I know you got your swag love making. I'm just saying with George.
You better understand, honey. Oh. Yes.
All right,
now, y'all, we got to shout out our boy, Chewy Martinez. Now, Choo-choo, we already knew you was a star, baby, but now you're involved with some A-listers, honey, because you're in a movie called Life in a Year. Y'all check out this clip from Chewy's movie.
Rise and shine, Pittsburgh. This is Chewy Martinez on WQQC. If you're up this early, you're either out chasing a dream or out all night chasing something else. Either way, don't let one L get you down. You can always bounce back, baby. Let's go.
First and foremost, shout out to the Smith family and my Overbrook family. Caleb, I see you. The movie is about a 17-year-old named Darren who finds out that his girlfriend, played by Cara Delevingne, she has 1 year to live. She's sick. She's about to die. So he sets out to give her an entire life in just 1 year. And it's a beautiful film.
Wow.
And
Yeah,
trust me, you're going to cry, especially when my scenes come up. But, it's available now on Amazon Prime.
Are you being vulnerable, Chewy?
Chewy was cast as Cara Delevingne's eyebrows.
So Life in a Year is available now on Amazon Prime. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it. I had a great time. Thanks, y'all. Thank you so much.
Yo, this sounds like a award work.
Congratulations, Chewy. Up next, y'all, Jennifer Lopez tells us what she's never done.
We'll see if you believe it, child.
Come on now, Gary. Don't do that, okay? Well, y'all, Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Hey, hey. Well, J-Lo is claiming she's real, y'all, because she real. That's right, y'all. Ahead of her January launch of her own beauty line, Jenny from the Block revealed her age. This beauty is due to her staying away from Botox. She told reporters, "I'm not that person. I don't have anything against people doing that. It's just not my thing. I'm more about a natural approach to skincare." She claims in her 20s, an ex-boyfriend and doctor tried to pressure her to get Botox, but she was heavy on the hell no because she didn't like needles and was too young. What y'all think?
Good for her. Like, because whatever she's doing, it is working.
It is working, right?
Yeah.
You know what, Brad? I absolutely believe J-Lo. We are the same age. I've never had Botox. I'm a firm believer in brown skin don't crack.
So you convinced Sherry?
I absolutely believe
she's never had Botox?
Yeah, I've never had Botox. I don't got no wrinkles in my skin. It's just laughter and joy. And I think J-Lo, if you're around her, she laughs all the time. And I do not believe she has had Botox. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I believe she did, damn it. She had it.
No, she didn't.
So, Chewy and Headcrack, you saw the cover of her last single with that body, baby. Does that mean it don't matter what that face look like if that body right?
You know what? If you got a body like that, you could be headless. I don't care, man. I don't need that part. I don't need that part, baby. I just need the rest.
Yo,
I need the rest.
To quote my Jamaican cousins, me don't care. We don't care what she looks like.
You want less? Damn. Come on now.
She fine.
Well, guys, this topic has been brewing on the internet, and I think it calls for a Dish debate. All right, here we go, y'all. There is a post that says, if he's not changing, it's because you're not what he wants. Malika Hawk's baby daddy slash rapper, OT Genesis, commented under the post with the question. He asked, do women change for men, or is it just one way and men have to change for women? I'm not being funny. It's a real question. All right. Now, Headcrack, do you agree with this post?
Not 100%. Here's the thing. Every relationship is different. Some guys have to change. Some women have to change. But at the end of the day, y'all both got to grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a part of life.
That's
like,
right.
You know, 21-year-old you ain't moving the same way 30-year-old you, 40-year-old you, 50-year-old you is moving. So you got to evolve within a relationship and become who you need to be to make that relationship work. Sometimes it's going to be the guy. Sometimes it's the girl.
But it's mostly in his case, the girl.
Yeah. Because OT Genesis is who he is, he might have to be the one who has to grow up because he's the one who's most active.
Got you. Now, this is a question I have for Brad and Gary. Y'all represent for the ladies. If a man is not changing at all, does that mean he don't want you?
That means you need to get the hell on because he don't want to compromise. So watch this.
That's right.
Hello.
He don't want to do
That's
it.
Right.
A man could have a damn belly covering up all the little he got and he don't lose it, but a woman got to be nice and slim for him to find her. No.
Right. He need to work his ass out, too.
Thank you. Lose some of that belly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're right.
Nah.
I love it because y'all sure do make us get rid of that belly. Boy, my goodness.
Nah.
I cannot wait to find a man that will let me have my belly. Ooh, if he lets me have my belly, we in it for life.
Yo, that's more cushion for the pushing, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with a fupa. I love a fupa. All right. Up next, Jennifer Lopez once played her, but there is a new Selena and Andrew Freud chats with her in the cast of the new series about the life of the legendary singer. Don't move.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited to A, be wearing a Selena jean jacket, and B, I am getting ready to sit down with the cast of Selena, the series.
Selena. If we go out there and give it everything that we've got, we can make this happen, now or never. If you stand around and wait for what you want, you're gonna be waiting your whole life. You have to go and get it.
Now, did it trip you out? Because when I was watching this, I was like, you look exactly like her. When you were in everything, were you like, did that freak you out?
No, I so much was just focused on the work and the job and Selena that I really didn't have time to like consider it or process it or like look at myself in that way. I just wanted to honor her and do such a good job and focus just on the work. But it was always really beautiful when I saw other people's reaction to me because it was emotional for them and it made me realize like, then this is right. Then this is the right thing.
There was like parts where you're singing and I'm like, I looked on my phone. I was like looking at the reel and you, and it was like, it was kind of mind blowing to be quite honest.
That was something I worried about. You know, I just wanted to portray her as honestly and as accurately as I can. And, you know, nobody will ever be Selena, and I just wanted to embody her spirit as much as possible.
Gabrielle, talk to me about the costumes, because I'm rocking my Selena jean jacket, but you guys got to wear some amazing costumes. Talk to me about all the cool clothes you got to wear.
Yeah, there were some pretty cool outfits that we got to wear. Some were very, very, some of them were a lot. It really brought us back into that time, especially with the wardrobe. And the hairstyles as well. So it was fun. We got lots of pictures.
And Ricardo, what about you? What about you stepping back in time?
Well, you know, I stole that wardrobe. There's nothing like Oceanside dad golf wear from JCPenney's to be able to steal and take out into the 2020 and rock.
Okay, so let's talk about the fashion back then, because you guys got to wear some really awesome costumes. What were some of your favorites?
Anything with the shoulder pads. Once I put on the shoulder pads, I was back in time, and I felt like, okay, I'm in the 80s, I'm in the 90s. And I guess my favorite items were my glasses.
those were good.
For me, honestly, noticing Suzette in the archive, she always was on point and dynamic and bold. So I always felt really confident in her wardrobe and her look. But specifically, if I had to pick a favorite, it's definitely the signature pompadour mohawk that I got to rock that made me feel like, oh yeah, she's 80, she's rock and roll, she's a musician, she's a strong, supportive mama bear, and it gave me a lot to work with to set her up as Suzette for the series.
You were both badass in this. Congratulations.
Thank you, ladies, so much.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back!
Yeah!
All right.
Yep.
Okay, guys, it's time for another Smash Alert!
Yeah!
So, former Dancing with the Stars contestant and Selling Sunset reality star Chrishell Stoss and Dancing with the Stars pro Kio Mazzeppi are officially booed up. Now, here's the thing.
Yes! I like that.
Chewy and Frank, it gets so hot behind the scenes at Dancing with the Stars because the couple, they weren't paired together on the show, but sources are saying that they were very flirtatious with each other and that they've been dating for a couple of weeks now. That, you know, and after a couple weeks, they're really into each other and things are heating up.
Yeah, it never surprises me when there's somebody smashing on Dancing with the Stars. It should have been called The Dating Game, but that was already taken.
Yeah.
But do you think it was because of the dancing and going to work, or is it because we have entered the official holiday season and people don't want to be alone on the holidays? Is this a seasonal hookup?
It is cuffing season, y'all.
Frank.
So yeah, I think that might be they might be keeping each other warm for Christmas.
Yeah, I need to cuff. Mm. I got a cuff. How can I cuff?
I got some handcuffs you can put on, Sherry.
Oh.
I know you do, Frank. Ow. I think you and your wife need those handcuffs. I don't want to take them from you.
But yo, Sherry, this is her first interracial relationship, and she's going to be going to Christmas. She's going to be hanging out with a bunch of black folks. Is there anything she needs to know when she sits at that dinner table? Like, is there any tips for her, Sher?
Oh, yeah, because you know, Chewy, once you go black, chitlins is on the menu. This is going to be good. Oh, yeah.
Chrishell's dreaming of a black Christmas. Mm-hmm.
She going to have a black Christmas. Oh, my God. Black-eyed peas, sweet potatoes, and you going to be eating a sweet potato pie. Now pumpkin, Chrishell. Sweet potato. Yeah. Go, mama.
Yeah.
There you are.
Blacked. Yes.
Yeah, maybe Kio was talking about his mom's cooking during the holidays, and she's like, hey, you want to hook up? Because she just wants the meal.
Yeah. Chrishell, you going to get fat. Are you going to get fat? I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to be pork in abundance.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.